This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Biggest Hindu festival, Barat Dasai, begins from today. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat leaves for New Delhi and Pakistan earthquake kills 20 people and injured hundreds. Now the news in detail. Navaratri Parva or the 9th festival of Barat Dasai, the greatest festival of the Hindus of Nepal, commenced from today. The first day of Barat Dasai festival is called Ghatasthapana, that falls on Aswin Shukla Pratipada, the first day of the bright half of the lunar calendar in the month of Asus. Today, all Nepali Hindus worship Diyo, an oil-filled lamp, colors, auspicious jar and Lord Ganesh in accordance with Vedic rituals and sow maize and barley seeds in a jar filled with soil and cow dung for germination of the auspicious jamara barley seeds. Prayers are also offered to Durga Bhavani, the goddesses of power today. Devotees have been flocking to religious shrines across the country since the beginning of Barat Dasai festival today. As the risk of coronavirus is subsiding, devotees have been flocking to temples and shrines since morning. The crowd of people going to temples and shrines on the first day of the greatest festival of the Hindu has increased this year, also because the government has resumed the public holiday on the day of Ghatasthapana. From the first day of Barat Dasai, special worship of Navadurga is performed in every house. During the Navaratri, thousands of devotees visit Naksal Bhagwati, Soba Bhagwati, Maiti Devi, Gujeswari, Bhadrakali, Kalikasthan, Sankata, Mahankalisthan, Naradevi, Vijayeswari, Indrayani, Dakshinkali, Chamunda and other shrines of goddesses Durga Bhavani in the early morning. A team of Nepali Congress leaders has left for New Delhi today for a five-day India visit. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat is leading the team. The team left for New Delhi at invitation of Bharatiya Janata Party. Nepali Congress leaders Ajay Chaurasia and Uday Shamsher Rana are also in the team. The leaders are scheduled to meet Bharatiya Janata Party chairperson and leaders as well as Minister for External Affairs of India during their visit. Before leaving for New Delhi, Dr. Mahat said that this visit would help further strengthen relations between Nepali Congress and Bharatiya Janata Party as well as Government of Nepal and India. Two persons were killed in a road accident that took place at Lions Club Chowk of Itahari Submetropolis 16 in Sunsari district last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police Narendra Kumar Karki said the deceased have been identified as Sushant Bhattarai of Inarwa 2 and Vivisan Bika of Chichila 2, Sankwasava. Both were seriously injured when the scooter they were travelling on the east-west highway was hit by a truck coming from the opposite direction. Police said both died on the way to hospital. DSP Karki said the truck had been impounded while its driver Arjun Giri of Hetera Submetropolis 9, Makwanpur has been taken to police custody. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhapashchim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. At least 20 people have been killed after an earthquake struck Pakistan's Balochistan province early on Thursday. Authorities say that they told main crews and that many people were killed when structures collapsed. Many of the dead were women and children, the Reuters news agency said. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was a 5.9 magnitude quake that struck at a shallow depth of 9 km. Rescue operations are still underway. More than 100 mud houses have collapsed and a large number of buildings were damaged, leaving hundreds of people homeless. India has begun delivering COVID-19 vaccines by commercial drones to speed up the vaccination drive. Dr. Samiran Panda said drones are being used to deliver doses in mountainous states in the country's northeast. India aims to vaccinate all eligible citizens by the end of 2021, but the experts say the drive needs to pick up a consistent pace to meet the target. According to official data, about 70% of the country's eligible population have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. India has reported more than 33 million COVID cases, second only to US, and more than 440,000 deaths behind US and Brazil. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a controversial new law in Texas that effectively bans women from having an abortion in their state. U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman granted a request by the Biden administration to prevent an enforcement of the law while its legality is being challenged. The law was put forward and approved by Republican lawmakers in Texas. The White House called the judge's ruling an important step to restoring Texas women's constitutional rights. This is the first legal setback for Texas since the law was implemented, and state officials are expected to appeal Judge Pittman's ruling. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Biggest Hindu festival, Bada Dasai, begins from today. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat leaves for New Delhi, and Pakistan earthquake kills 20 people and injured hundreds. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.